بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, all praise, all thanks is due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has allowed us to reach and to witness the closing stages of the month of Ramadan, what is possibly the last 24 hours, the last Taraweeh Salah, the last tahajjud, the last sari, the last iftari. They say, نَفْعَلُ نَشْكُرُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ, that as we reach the closing stages of the month of Ramadan, the end of any amal, we continue to make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah presented us with the opportunities to do these beautiful a'mal. And at the same time, نَسْتَغْفِرُ, that we seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. That, oh Allah, you gave me these beautiful a'mal of deen, taraweeh, salah, and Quran tilawat, and fasting in the month of Ramadan, and all the beautiful a'mal of deen like a bouquet of flowers. And all I did is I took that bouquet, and I squashed it up and I trampled on it. What was the condition of my taraweeh? What is the condition of my roza? That right now, as we reach the end, we stop, reflect and introspect. That how many of us read our du'as for eating when the adhan would go at Maghrib time? How many of us read our du'as in the morning for sari? How many of us read our taraweeh salah with concentration, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or was it that the mind wandered, and my business came into the mind, my family came at the front of my thoughts? Like how an example is given of that elderly person sitting in the corner of the masjid, salatu zuhar just took place, and there's ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. Now, Imam Sahib, you read 3 rakats or 4 rakats. Half the musallis are insisting Imam Sahib read 3 rakats. And the other half of the masjid are saying he read 4 rakats. So the old mota wakes up from the corner. And he says, Imam Sahib, guaranteed you read 3 rakats only today. So Imam Sahib says to him, that how can you be so certain, so sure? So he says, it's my daily habit, my daily practice, zuhar time. Allah has blessed me with 4 shops. And in each rakat, I take hisab of each shop. First rakat, what were the takings for the first shop? How was the customers? Goods went or didn't go? Second rakat, second shop. Third, he says, today definitely only 3 shops came out, 4th shop got left. So you read 3 rakats only. So what is the condition of my salah? Was my taraweeh correct? Was my recitation of Quran Sharif correct? نَفْعَلُوا وَنَسْتَغْفِرُوا. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be grateful to me, you will express your appreciation to me, Allah says, I will allow that ni'mat and bounty to continue. That it should not be, each and everyone has this fear. It should not be that the hilal for Eid is sighted, the month of Ramadan comes to an end, and with that my presence in the masjid also comes to an end. My Quran tilawat also comes to an end. And my good a'mal also come to an end, but we want that momentum to continue. That for the rest of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah made it so easy for us. How we stood for 20 rakats, if a person had to say that you fasted the entire day. And what a lengthy fast also. Sari was early, then iftari at 6 o'clock. And possibly a person was gone to work for the entire day. And maybe he's doing manual labor also, in the heat of the sun. And still to have the strength to come and stand for 20 rakats. And that too, to listen to Quran Sharif that majority of us won't even understand also. But to stand and to listen to it, how Allah gave us the strength. And Allah gave us the tawfiq, we want that to continue. But how does this happen? How will a person maintain his momentum throughout the rest of the year? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has a system. Right now Allah has given us one more odd night, one more opportunity, where we learn right now, the mega sale of the year is still on. The mega bargain of the year, the bonanza is still on. Every nafil equal to fard. Every fard times 70. And Allah's doors of rahmat, of mercy, of barakat, of afiyat, of bounties and blessings are still open tonight. If I have not yet made those decisions, tonight is the night. That now put my case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how our beloved Shaykh Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib, Damud Barakatuhu, who says, present our chest before Allah. That, oh Allah, tonight I'm opening my heart before you. I have nothing, I cannot hide from you. Now I put my entire case before you, make decision for my hidayat. Allah has a system, Allah has given us one more night, my dear brothers. One more night for us to search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith Qudsi, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu mentions, Utlubni tajidni. Allah says, look for me, search for me, seek me and you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. Allah says, O my slave, if you find me, you have found everything. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab rahmatullah alayhi would always mention those couplets. Agar tu mera, to sab kuch meri. That, oh Allah, if you become mine, then everything is mine. The whole world is mine. Zameen meri, asman mera. The world is mine, the skies belong to me. A person may be sleeping with the brick as his pillow, and the pavement as his bed, but he's the most content person in the entire world. Like how one person went for Hajj, and he relates his incident. He says it was a restless night, whether the flight will be or the bus will be on time the next day, and how many brothers cramped in a room, and finally they woke up in the morning, and the blazing heat of Makkah Mukarramah, and he goes outside, he was appointed as part of that group to now go and wait for the bus. And as he's sitting, the first hour passed by, second hour. And then he puts his back down onto the pavement. He puts his arm under his head and he falls asleep. And his companion is next to him. And he says, the entire crowd jumping over his head, somebody over his feet. And 2 hours he sleeps and then he wakes up. And he says to him, he says, this is the best sleep of my life. I didn't even realize where I was. I could have been in some hotel room somewhere. But what a sleep Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blessed me with. When a person will find Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he can have no material means. Outwardly he's living in a pitiable condition. But the contentment, the peace of mind, the happiness Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give him. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah Alayh was the king of Balkh, leading a luxurious life, king of the time. And he had many ministers and subjects and a very palatial palace. On one occasion, as he's about to go to bed, he hears some commotion. So he instructs his guards to go and find out what's happening. After some time, they come back holding a man in their hands. And they explain to him that, O king, this person was found wandering on the roof of the palace. Ibrahim bin Adham calls him and he says, what work do you have on the roof of my palace? So he says, O king, please, take pity on me. Do not punish me. But I am a traveler. I have come from a distance. And I have a lengthy journey onward. And I misplaced my conveyance, my camel. I was just searching for my camel. Ibrahim bin Adham says to him, that, O fool, where are you going to find your camel? On the roof of the king's palace. Is this the place to look for it? Go and look in the marketplace. Go look in the street. Or somewhere where that camel may have wandered off. How will you find your camel on the roof of the palace? He says, O Ibrahim bin Adham, more surprising than me searching for my camel on the roof of your palace is you searching for Allah in your soft bed. How will you find Allah in this palace of yours? In this luxurious life of yours, completely oblivious, heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think you're going to find Allah here? What an effect these words had on him. They say immediately, he took off that silken robe he was wearing. He took the crown off his head. He hands it to his minister. And he says, I have to leave this palace. He goes into the jungle, searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some time passes by. Alama Rumi rahimahullah has mentioned the incident. Some time passes by, his ministers decide, let us go looking for our king. And finally, they come to know of his whereabouts. And they see him, they come across him in a very pitiable condition, torn and tattered clothing, and his body has become thin, his face has become sunken, as though he hasn't eaten for a while. Just seeing him, they come to tears, that what is the condition of our beloved king? And they come to him, and they say to him that, please come back with us to the palace. Look at your condition. You had the world at your feet. Why did you give it up? So he says to them, let me show you why I gave it up. He has a needle in his hand. He was mending his clothing. He takes it and he throws it into the river. And then he stands at the banks of the river and he says, return my needle to me. Alama Rumi rahimahullah mentions that hundreds of fish come up with emeralds, with rubies, with jewels in their mouth. Ibrahim bin Adham addresses them and says, no, I want my rusted needle. And then one fish comes up with a rusted needle in its mouth and he takes it from the mouth of the fish. Now he turns to his subjects, to his ministers, and he says to them, while I was a king, I was in reality a pauper. I may have been wearing the crown gave me a headache. This is true kingdom. Look at what Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has blessed me with. Why? Because I went looking for Allah. Utlubni tajidni. Allah says, oh my slave, just search for me a little bit. You don't know in which two rakats of salah it may be, in which bayan it may be, in which sari it may be, which iftari it may be, which tahajjud it may be. You find me, you've gotten everything. Wa in futtani fataka kullu shay. And then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says that if you do not find me, and you do not look for me, you do not make the effort to recognize me, then you may have everything of dunya, but in reality you have nothing. In reality you have nothing. You are the poorest person in the entire world. That person who is living in a tin shanty, and his friend goes to visit him. It's late at night, and he sees that this man is standing on the pavement. It's a poor area. There's barely any electricity and lights, just the one street lamp. And he sees his friend is bent down under the street lamp, searching for something. He says to him, what have you misplaced? So he explains that my life savings, I had one gold coin. And look at the condition I'm living in. This 2x2 room of mine, barely any place to move, just one room, and I do my cooking here, and I sleep here, I do my work here. And this life savings I had, this one gold coin, I wanted to move to a better area, to upgrade my home, but I've misplaced it. So his friend says, let me help you. And they're searching and searching and searching, but they cannot find the coin. Finally, after some time, his friend asks him, are you sure you lost it here? Was it not perhaps on the other side of the road or further down the road? He says, no, I actually misplaced it in my tin shanty, in my room. He says, why are you looking for it here outside? He says, the room is very dark. If we go in there, how will we see anything? But here there's the street light. So it's well lit, maybe we'll find it here. He says to him, oh foolish person, how can you search for it where it's not there? You won't find, you can search till the sun comes out also, but you'll never find it here. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that we are looking for contentment. And every one of us genuinely, whether it is the doctor saab, the businessman, the molly saab, the young person, the elderly, every person is looking for contentment. I want peace of mind. I want that ease and sukoon and rahat when I go to bed at night. And we know how busy life is. Person will say, I don't have time. I don't have time to even see my messages also. I don't have time to even visit my family members anymore. To just go and visit my parents, there's no time. Life has become so busy, like a rat race. Waking up and the orders and the deliveries and the dispatching and the payments and a never-ending cycle. Where is that sukoon going to come from? Where is that rahat going to come from? Where is the peace of mind going to come from? Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that we looked for it in the things of rahat, in the things of dunya, in the soft bed and the soft pillow and the nice car and the fancy home and the fat bank balance, but we didn't find it there. He says, where will we find it? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. It is only in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where Allah has kept it. Allah has not kept it in the avenues of dunya. So for us to sit back tonight, my dear brothers, what is possibly our last opportunity, and to introspect, to reflect, that thus far, whatever portion of my life has gone by, have I made that effort to search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Have I looked in the correct avenue, or am I searching in the incorrect avenue? Do I have that sukoon within me, that inner peace within me, in my life of disobedience, my life of transgression? Will I find sukoon there? How many a youngster says that I've tasted the sweet poison of dunya. I've tasted the poison of the illicit relationship and of the Instagram and the Snapchat and the social media and of those substances, and I just cannot kick the habit. I just cannot give it up. Where will I find that happiness and that sweetness in life any longer? For us to reflect, my dear brothers, do I have sukoon in my life or not? Ask that person who spends the entire night clubbing and partying. And he might have a smile on his face. He comes home in the early hours of the morning and he falls asleep. But ask him the feeling that goes through his heart the next morning. Leave the hangover. But that emptiness, that hollowness, Allah has not kept happiness in this. Allah has not kept sukoon in this. But where do I find it? How do I find it? Every one of us is searching. We want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to become the friends of Allah. We want to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where do I look for it? Allah jalla jalaluhu has got a system in dunya. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. One is the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah. That Allah will select whomsoever He wishes and give them hidayat. Like how a person says, I was given just one slap of hidayat. It just came, I don't know where it came from. One person mentions also, he says, I was leading a life very far away from Allah, far away from deen. No external signs of deen on me. And addicted to the bottle. And every weekend would come out in a drunken state. Music was blaring. Myself and my friends would gather in my backyard. And we would enjoy our drink and our game of cards. And like this, weeks and weeks would come out in this manner. Finally, one Jamaat knocks on the door. Sunday morning, I'm in that intoxicated state, my friends are around me. So he says, I answered the door, I answered the call. And they spoke to me about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then somebody says, why don't you join us and come to the masjid? In that condition of mine, he says, I went inside. I washed myself up as best as I could. I put on some decent clothing and I went with them to the masjid. He enters the masjid, the bayan is taking place. And he comes and he sits close to the speaker. In that half intoxicated state, he's still sobering up. But he says, the words of the speaker hit my heart. And Allah created a revolution in my heart. There and then I made tawbah. He makes a decision. He gives up the bad company, gives up the bottle. He moves to a place that is next to the masjid. And he's relating his incident years later. He says, the barakat of moving close to the masjid, I enrolled my children in the local Hifz class. Today all three of my sons, Hafizul Quran. Where Allah sends His VIP shuttle service to pick a person up. That is the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. And then we have the sunnat and the system of Allah. That system of Allah which prevails in dunya. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. That Allah will give hidayat, Allah will give guidance. Allah will send His rahmat to those who will show the initiative. Who will take the first step. مَنْ يُنِيبُ. They will have inabah إِلَى اللَّهِ. They will turn to Allah, they will show Allah, I am ready to put my foot forward. To put my hand into your hand, Allah says, for them I will give them hidayat. So one is the qudrat of Allah, whether I will be a recipient of it or not, Allah knows best. But one is the system of Allah, the sunnat of Allah. To show my initiative before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, my dear brothers, there are many pathways, many avenues, many methods in which a person can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every person knows that for how many years I am trying. I'm trying to walk this path on my own and to rid myself of my evil habits, whatever habits they may be. It comes right for 1 week, 2 weeks, and then back to it again. Then I make some tawbah, one big night will come, or one bayan I'll hear, I'll get some tawfiq. Somebody might fall ill in the family. Again I make some tawbah, back to it again. I'm walking, I'm falling down, waking up again. But I just can't shake off these evil habits. One is a person walks the path on his own. And then we have the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Tried and tested system of Allah jalla jalaluhu from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today. If a person will adopt this method, very quickly he will overcome his evil. Very quickly the change will come into his life. What is the system? Kunu ma'as sadiqin. That to now attach myself to the friends of Allah. To the Ahlullah, those who have already made the effort. They've already created a revolution in their own hearts and lives. By attaching myself to them, now Allah will create a change in me. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, who gives the example, that garden that has become full of weeds, not been tended to for months on end, and there's all types of weeds growing there. Perhaps there's some insects in there, some snakes in there. He says there's two methods of cleaning this garden. One is the owner can kit himself up, put on his full suit from head to toe, and he takes an axe in his hand, or the grass cutter in his hand, and he says to his wife, wish me luck, I'm going into the battlefield. I may come back, I may not come back, but make sure you read and send for me if I don't come back. I don't know what's waiting for me in this jungle. So one is he can kit himself up and try and do it himself. But as we mentioned, my dear brothers, we know we have tried this method, whether it has worked for us or not. I know last year, Ramadan, where I was, and this year, it seems as though one step forward, two steps backward. Whether I have made progress or not in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is a person can use this method. And then Hazrat says the second method is he can go to the hardware store and buy one can of petrol or paraffin and some matches, and he can take it and just scatter it here and there over that garden and throw one match and then stand back and watch that entire garden burn. All those weeds and all the insects and the scorpions and the snakes, and just in a few moments his work will be done. He says this is the example of the Ahlullah. One is I can try and do it on my own. I'll give up that illicit relationship. At the end of the week, Jumu'ah, Thursday night will come. Then I'll make Tawbah, I'll delete the contact. Or that social media application. I'll delete it, then I'll download it again, just for some business. And here also Hazrat says, how many a times we fool ourselves. I can't do my business without these things. This is how the modern world works. Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of social media. Allah is not in need of my advertising. If Allah wants to put the barakat, Allah can do it. The khazana and treasures are in Allah's hands. But I know how long I'm trying and then it just comes back and it floors me once again. And the other is I can go to the Ahlullah, to the friends of Allah. That now put some paraffin over it, put some petrol or diesel over it, and now light the match and now watch the evil habits burn away. And then Hazrat says also, stand with the fire extinguisher also. That the fire must not exceed the limits. Person mustn't become too pious, as they say. That now he's sitting in the masjid, he's foregoing the rights of his family. His wife and children are waiting at home. But this we will only learn in the company of the friends of Allah. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say also, that a person wants mitai and sweet meats, then he'll go to the mitai shop and he'll find it there. He wants fabric, he'll go to the kaprawala, to the person selling fabric, he'll find it there. If a person wants Allah, he will have to go to the Allah wala. That's the system of Allah. In Quran Sharif also, Surah Fatiha, Allah teaches us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Make dua for hidayat. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. And then Allah teaches us, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Quran makes tafsir of Quran. What is the straight path? How will I get this hidayat? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Kitabullah, Quran Sharif is telling us, if you want hidayat, you will have to go to the Rijalullah, to the men of Allah, to the friends of Allah. You won't find it anywhere else. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. So this, my dear brothers, in the month of Ramadan, the environment is there. Alhamdulillah, the masjid is full. And the Quran Sharif tilawat is taking place. The homes are, the lights are on at home. Everybody is up for sari. Taraweeh salah, the masjid is full. When the month of Ramadan comes to an end, we know what a struggle it is. Now just to make it for Zuhar Salah, for Asr Salah, to close my shop, to wake up for Fajr Salah, how difficult it becomes. But when a person will attach himself to the friends of Allah, now the ruhaniyat, the spirituality, the nur of Allah that they are carrying within their hearts, the rahmat of Allah that is descending upon them, now a person just tags along. Like how they say that person, the train in India, the third class coach just attached itself to the first class coach. It was third class, the seats were torn and tattered. Nobody even wanted to buy a ticket for that coach also. But it was attached to the first class coach, it will reach the same destination. Likewise, I may be third class or fifth class coach. I know my own weaknesses and my own flaws and faults. But if I attach myself to the friends of Allah, then I will also reach the same destination. So this is the method and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person attaches himself. And very quickly he will find those evil habits which he tried for his entire life to rid himself of. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way for him. Allah will facilitate it for him. And we've mentioned this many, many a time before, my dear brothers. In our country and in our city particularly, we have absolutely no excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best of the best. When it comes to our deen, our masajid, our madaris, our ulama-i kiram, our mashayikh, Allah has given to us. How many a person sits 15 years later and he laments, if only I took benefit from Hazrat Moinus Patel Saab, rahmatullah alayh. I would come to Masjid-e-Noor and I would see Maulana there, but if only I spent more time with him, if only I benefited more from him, It should not be that in 15 years' time we are making this, we have the same regret in our heart. Allah has blessed us with mashayikh, with ulama-i-kiram. Majalis take place on a weekly basis. Wherever a person's heart is comfortable. Hazrat says also the blood type must be the same. Where I find compatibility. Sometimes a person doesn't have to look for a very, very pious sheikh or a very pious alim and sit in his company. Sometimes there may be some barrier. I can't communicate with him. But some person who in my heart I feel he is a friend of Allah. His life is upon sunnat. And he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can benefit from him. That now I frequent his programs, his gatherings, sit in his company. And then see in a short while how Allah will create a change in my life. But at the same time, Hazrat reminds us, we'll terminate on this. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. That we should not become hasty. By nature, insan is very hasty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says also, that how many a person makes dua to Allah, and then he says, that I've made dua, but my duas are not being answered. And saying this, he then gives up, loses hope, and he stops making dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, up until that point, his duas were getting answered. But now when he gives up, he loses hope, that it's just not happening for me. Now Allah says, I'll stop answering your dua. So we should not become hasty, that I'm trying. How many a youngster says also, that I'm trying, and I'm still falling, and I'm trying, and I just, shaitan will do this to us. This is your life now. Just come to terms with it. This is who you are. So don't become hasty. The incident is mentioned of that person who was in debt and a very large amount. And there was a person that he had owed the money to very far away in a distant town. And the date was coming for him to pay. He had barely any means with him. So he decides that I will travel to meet this person. And I'll go there. And I've heard that he's a generous person. So I'll meet him and I'll ask him to make some terms for me or to waive off some portion of the debt. So it's a very lengthy journey he undertakes, 1,000 kilometers. And all the provisions he has to take along. And in those days, traveling in the highway robbers. Finally, after a few days' journey, he reaches his destination. And he gets there and he inquires, where is so and so? And they say his janaza, he was just buried now. Last night, he just passed away. His entire journey, 1,000 kilometer journey, and all the difficulties and the hardship, all in vain. That person who I had hopes upon, and now he's gone into the qabr. So he goes into the masjid, and he's broken. His heart is broken. Now, how am I going to repay this debt? His heirs will now be contacting me. And who's going to assist me? He raises his hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you know the condition of my heart. What do I do? Who do I turn to? And then he falls asleep in that broken, tired state of his. In his dream, he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah instructs him that, oh my slave, go back home. And in your backyard, there is some treasure that is buried. Your grandfather had kept some wealth of his there. And there is enough for you to pay your debt and to live comfortably also. So in his dream, he asks Allah. He says, oh Allah, why the 1,000 kilometer journey? Why couldn't you show me this dream when I was at home? I had to now spend so much and come all the way and so many sleepless nights and this entire journey that I had to come on, and now you're giving me this dream. If only you showed it to me last week, I wouldn't have to undertake this journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to him, O my slave, inna ma'al usri yusra. That only after difficulty and struggle, then ease will come. So in this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan is generally an easy time. Generally, it is easier for us to obey Allah. The month of Ramadan will come to an end and a person's level will dip. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us also, I won't be able to stay on that same spiritual high that I was in the month of Ramadan. But we should not become hasty. This is a constant struggle, a constant effort, they say, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Until a person's death comes, his eyes close, it's a constant struggle. A constant journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'inus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi would speak about rujoo' ilallah, to turn back to Allah. As we mentioned, my dear brothers, time is already up. We have one more night possibly, one more odd night, one more opportunity, where the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still wide open for us. If I have not yet taken advantage, now is the time. And Allah is calling out, Ya Baghi al-Khair Aqbil. Now come forward. Come and take as much as you want. We'll end with this example that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention also. that these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, it's as though the government has given me a money printing machine. The ink is topped up, the paper is in there, the official stamp of the government is there, and now print as much as you want. The highest denomination, 200 rand note, 500 rand note also. Print as much as you want, and this machine will continue running until the moon of Eid is sighted. At least for the next 20 hours we have. We still have this machine with us. Let us put our shoulder to the wheel, my dear brothers. There will be time to sleep after the month of Ramadan. Our masturat and woman folk at home also, Allah Ta'ala, give them tawfiq and give us tawfiq also. Eid is not about delicacies. Eid is not about how many desserts are on the table. Right now, our brothers and sisters in Gaza possibly didn't even have one kajur to break their fast with. Allah, give us some sharam, give us some haya, give us some understanding. But these nights and these last few moments of Ramadan, not for our women folk to spend in the kitchen. What little will get done, alhamdulillah. Yes, the day of Eid is a day of celebration. But it should not be that our last moments, valuable moments, and it goes spent now in shopping, groceries, and buying gifts for this one and that one, and preparation, that food will be eaten and excreted and it will be forgotten about. But we have a chance to make decisions. Make decisions for my iman, for my hidayat, for my progenies, for my akhirat, and for my future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو رحيم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حنان يا منان يا رحيم يا كريم Oh my beloved Allah, most Kareem Allah, most Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most kind Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands before you on this Mubarak night, Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the month of Ramadan has come to an end, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to offer before you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, you gave us Quran, we spoiled it, O my Allah. You gave us Taraweeh Salah, we didn't perform Taraweeh correctly, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't keep our Roza correctly, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, these beautiful amal of deen and hidayat you gave to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we spoiled everything you gave to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't know how to read correctly, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't know how to stand correctly, O my Allah. Our postures were not right. Our backs were not right. Our concentration was not right, O my Allah. Our tajweed was not right, O my Allah. Our fasting was fake, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have only our broken efforts to present before you tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with hope in our hearts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are your weak slaves, O my Allah. From head to toe, we are covered in guna and sin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight to confess to you, O my Allah. Ham iqrari mujrim hai. O my Allah, we confess to our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing we can hide from you, O my Allah. There is nothing we can conceal from you, O my Allah. O my Allah, you are aware of the movements of every creature of yours, every creation of yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, O my Allah, you are aware of the treachery of the eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of what the ears turn towards, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of every footstep we took towards your disobedience, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, our gunas and sins have burdened us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our backs have become tired, O my Allah. The bodies have become weak, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have no resolve and strength left, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, nafs and shaitan have gotten the better of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the strength to fight them any longer, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how many a times we raised our hands and made tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how many times we promised not to do it and go back to it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, but still we broke our tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke our tawbah the next day, O my Allah. Ya Allah, still you fed us, O my Allah. Still you clothed us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't snatch your ni'mat and bounties away from us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us izzat and honor, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't disgrace us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if our sins are to be exposed to people, our own wives won't look at us, O my Allah. Our own children will run away from us, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you kept us with izzat and honor, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you kept us looking good and smelling good, O my Allah. Ya O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, just as you made Sattari and concealed us in dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, where will we turn to, O my Allah? Where can we hide on that day, O my Allah? Ya Allah, give us the reality of the shortness of the life of this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to turn to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are placing our baggage and our luggage of gunas and sins in front of you tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of the gunas and sins in our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of the illicit relationships, O my Allah, of the substance abuse, of the social media, of the lies and the cheating and the deceiving and the haram in our lives, O my Allah, of the abuse of the gaze and the abuse of the tongue and the hands and the feet, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are presenting all of this in your court tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives, our children. Ya Allah, forgive our progenies till the day of Qiyamah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, take pity upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, while we are seated in your home, O my Allah, we just made khatam of Quran, O my Allah. We completed our Taraweeh Salah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, tonight we are asking you, we are begging of you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send your rahmat upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my Allah, wherever there is difficulty, parayashani, hardship, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you blow the winds of ease, of rahat, of sukoon, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, ya Allah. They have asked for duas, oh my Allah. They have almost lost hope, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you come to their assistance and their rescue, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Oh my Allah, so many people who are in debt, oh my Allah. So many people struggling to make ends meet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from your unseen sources and treasures, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundant halal rozi, oh my Allah. Don't make us dependent on anyone besides you, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from haram, oh my Allah. Save us from riba, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, clean out our businesses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, clean out our wealth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us contentment with whatever you bless us with, oh my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, guide us to make correct decisions, O my Allah. Decisions for ourselves, our families, our children, for our hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our iman, in our taqwa, in our a'mal, in our ibadat. Ya Allah, protect and preserve our iman, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from incorrect ideologies and beliefs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the incorrect isms that are out there, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whichever direction we turn, the threat is there, the danger is there against our iman. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, we are appointing you as our wakil, oh my Allah. We are appointing you as our kafil, oh my Allah. You protect us and take care of us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman till maut, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to meet you, oh my Allah, give us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it be that we are caught in some haram action, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what disgrace will come to us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah at that moment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be the best day of our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let our souls come out with ease and with afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr easy, make the questioning in the qabr easy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make the subsequent stages easy, make Qiyamah's day easy for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hisab kitab, oh my Allah. Allahumma hasibna
حسابي يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابي يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابي يسيرا، اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. Oh my Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, let us receive the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us to drink from his Mubarak hands at the Hawz al-Kawthar, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam become pleased with us, Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let us be in that jamaat of Sahaba, of Anbiya, of your awliya and your friends, Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, all the good works of deen that are taking place, Oh my Allah, all the programs that are taking place, the Taraweeh Salahs that are taking place, so many Khatamul Qurans would have taken place tonight. Oh my Allah, accept all of these Khatams, Oh my Allah, accept the Taraweeh, Oh my Allah, accept the Quran Tilawat, Oh my Allah, accept our Roza, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all the good works of deen, Jamaats moving in your path, Oh my Allah, accept them, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a share in their reward also, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give steadfastness to the Mujahideen who are in your path, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a share in their reward also, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect and guide the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. O my Allah, all those places where the Ummah is suffering, especially in Palestine, in Gaza. O my Allah, you come to their aid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how much longer will they suffer, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we're preparing our menu for Eid Day, O my Allah. What face will we show them on the day of Qiyamah? Allah, those innocent children who are crying out, they haven't had a sip of water for days, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, take pity on them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, look at their tears, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sharam and haya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to at least abandon our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our fault, O my Allah. It is our fault, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we sent up evil a'mal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accordingly your punishment comes down. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq and sharam to realize, Oh my Allah, to make a change in our lives tonight, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make decision for our hidayah tonight, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave from this gathering without forgiving us, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give every one of us your muhabbat, Ya Allah, your deep hearted love, Oh my Allah, your marifat, your qurb, your closeness, Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make us ambassadors of your deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let rahmat and khair spread wherever we go, O my Allah. Make us mafatih lil khair, maghaliq lil shar, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have been kind to us, Ya Allah, you be kind to them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have assisted and helped us, you help them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of those who have rights over us, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, if we have hurt anyone, wronged anyone, oppressed anyone, Ya Allah, you reward them from your side, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us good akhlaq, O my Allah. Give us good conduct and character, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are completely jahil, O my Allah. You teach us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be true husbands, O my Allah. How to be true fathers, O my Allah. How to be true sons to our parents, O my Allah. How to be true musallis, true ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. You become pleased with the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Accept our broken efforts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the full reward, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let us secure your forgiveness tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, O my Allah. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana min an-nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana min an-nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.